The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. This is part one in a two-part episode. Stay tuned for the next episode for part two. Enjoy.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Mike Campion here with one of my favorite guests, Suzanne Bandick. This amazing human being is one of our mindset coaches and frankly awesome. She's been around for, feels like a couple of years now. And we've just had her on the podcast for a couple of months. I don't know why. We get such good feedback from clients. So we've been selfishly hoarding Suzanne, and that's over now. So welcome to the show, Suzanne.
Thank you, Mike. Hello, everyone.
So being the greedy fellow I am, I want to share the topic we have today, but being a guy with a sense of fairness, I'm going to let Suzanne do it because it was her idea. It was awesome. And I don't want to take any credit whatsoever, although I'm really excited to dive in. So Suzanne, I will let you share your brainchild with Cleaning Nation.
Thank you. Well, I thought it would be really rewarding and fun today to talk about asking ourselves the right questions. Okay, because how often, now Tracy and I talk a lot about the monkey brain, and basically that's that little voice inside of your head that wants to usually tell you you're not good enough and is more than willing to tell you all the reasons why. And that leads to the wrong questions. The questions like, tell me if this sounds familiar. Why do I never have enough time? Why do I never have enough money? Why is there not enough money at the end of the month? Why does this always happen to me? Usually negative. Add in some questions, Mike.
Well, those are great examples of questions that I want to give two pieces of feedback. One, the reason I'm so excited about this particular topic is for 20 years now, I've been hearing how important mindset is, but is a very linear black and white thinker, type A, high dominant personality, that mindset word always drove me bonkers. But as a, you know, for people like Suzanne and the audience out there, they already get it. This isn't going to bother them. But for the other half of the audience, that's more like me, they're like, I don't even know what that means. I know what I'm supposed to do and I want to do it, but I don't know what the heck you're talking about. If you just take out mindset and put in asking yourself helpful questions or powerful questions or questions that are going to move you towards, not away from your goal, the linear thinkers like me go, oh, I can do that. Why didn't you just say that? So A, that's a big reason I'm excited. B, it feels so much more possible for me. If you're like, Mike, just control the questions that you ask yourself and you're going to control your outcome. That seems doable. Mike, have a better mindset or, you know, meditate or visualize, which is a great thing. I'm not saying don't do that for 20 minutes a day. That's harder for me. Right. So I just like it because it's so accessible. It's so clear and it's so powerful. We're not compromising on really doing the hard work. That said, I don't have any other questions because the examples you gave are so good, Suzanne, but as you were asking those questions, I started answering them in my mind.
And, exactly.
And they were all bad answers. They were all statements. So you ask questions that had the possibility, I mean, technically, why does this always happen to me? Technically, that's got the possibility for good, but we know it's always going to answer bad. And the statement just come up bad. So I just want to encourage everybody, man, if you experienced that the way I did, it was scary how quickly Suzanne, who's the most positive person in the world, just asked me, not even me, hypothetically, I was within earshot, six questions, whatever that was. And immediately I started shutting down my creative capacity because I'm not even part of this. I don't have anything to add. I just want to encourage. Yeah. What you said was so powerful, Suzanne. I literally just fell under your spell of bad questions. And that's an outside voice. God forbid I'm the one asking the questions. I trust me way more than Suzanne. So if I'm asking those questions, I almost have no chance of escape.
Right. Our awareness of the questions we're asking ourselves is the key. Because whenever we ask a question, we want to answer ourselves. We're brilliant. Right? So why do I never have enough time? This. Why am I always out of money? This. We're answering ourselves for all the wrong questions.
Yeah, it's almost like and it's true as a coach, because Suzanne and I, that's what we do for a living. It's frustrating. We get, I don't want to say wrong questions, but questions that we know if we strictly answer that question, there's really nothing we can, there's not a lot of coaching or value we can bring. And it's almost like if I could choose the question to have a client ask or the answer I gave them, I'd almost choose the question. Like if they didn't have, you know, everyone's afraid, I don't have enough information, I need more knowledge, that's all fine. But if you're asking the wrong questions, well, there's no chance to get there. Help or no help, right? Even if you've got the best coach in the world, if he or she is constrained by, you may only answer the questions that are asked, that's really limiting. The power of the question is almost more important than the power of the answer. Because if you go, why do I never have any money? And you can only answer that question, less than 5% of those answers are going to be helpful. But if you can ask, what do I need to do to always have abundance? It's like, gosh, you can almost, you don't even need a coach. You know, the answers you're going to get to that question alone are better than the answer a coach is going to give you if he or she is restricted to, you can only answer that question. So how do we, I guess I have two questions. The easy one, well, how do we just make that change? And then maybe the harder one, which is, I don't think anyone's listening going, I disagree, right? This all stands to reason. And yet knowing these bad questions, or I shouldn't say bad because that's super judgmental, but these ineffective questions are questions that get us further from our goal and make us feel bad about ourselves. Why, as human beings that aren't insane, do we go to those, even though we know they're going to make us feel bad and we know they're not going to get us anywhere we want to go? Why do we do this? Talk to me, Suzanne. Help me understand.
That's a question I think we've all been asking forever. It's why do we go to fear and lack versus abundance and wealth? Why does our mind go that way? I don't have the answer.
Perfectly. And I wasn't trying to set it up, but as you were, didn't have an answer, which almost never happens with Suzanne, made me realize I asked a bad question. Suzanne's an amazing coach, but if I go, why do I think that way, Suzanne? She's like, I don't know. And even if she did know, to what end? That might help understand it a little, but a better question might be, Suzanne, how do I always think of questions that are going to make me feel good and equally, if not more importantly, move me towards the goal and result I want? And I bet you got an answer for that one.
Bingo. That's the right question. Right now we're moving into the abundance and the wealth mindset. So number one is being aware of the questions we're asking ourselves. And because awareness is key, if we're not thinking about it, then we're being controlled almost invisibly, like a computer virus that you don't know is there. You're like, why do I keep getting the same things? Well, it's because you keep doing the same things. You keep asking the same questions. And that's for all of us, by the way. That's no one in particular. That's just humans in general. So,
well, I would say that's humans in general naturally. Without, I do think we can, I know you and I know me. I ask, I don't know what percent, but a large percent of my success, I would say, is based on asking myself better questions than most people ask. So is it fair to say that's a muscle that can be built? And some maybe naturally a little better, naturally a little worse, but there is no such thing as like, I just don't have that muscle. That's not within my ability, right? I think as long as you're not mentally insane, you can control the questions you ask yourself. Is that fair or no?
It is. And did everybody just hear what Mike just said? One of the reasons for his success is that he feels he asks himself good questions. Right? Why are we talking about this? Because we want to have a happy life, because we want to have successful businesses. Right? So we can talk about this and it sounds very airy-fairy. But when you come to someone like Mike, he's successful. Everybody that's listening to you knows you're successful. Why are you successful, Mike? Maybe you ask yourself better questions.
And the cool thing is, I feel like oftentimes we feel, I don't know how often this is true, that everything's a give and take, right? Like, well, if I have to do this, I'll have to do that, right? If I clean toilets, I have to not run my business while I'm doing that. If I don't clean toilets, my customers might get mad. Like there's oftentimes, if I'm spending time here doing a podcast with you guys, which I'm enjoying, I'm not spending time with my son. If I'm spending time with my son, I'm not just serving you guys. So it's not always good or bad. It's just the reality that oftentimes there's a good and a bad. I think my favorite part about asking more powerful questions is, I think it's a good and good, one of the rare win-wins, where not only will I get better results, which is good. I think that's why a lot of you guys come, but I've said this before and I feel so strongly about it. I wish I could help. If all you got out of this particular podcast was this piece, I feel like we don't really want results. We think we want results, which will give us either impact or money or freedom. But what we really want is how we believe we'll feel when we have that impact or that money or that freedom. We think we'll feel great, or we think we'll be able to sit on a beach. Okay. Well, then we don't really want to sit on the beach. We want to feel the way we think we'll feel when we sit on the beach, right? We've all been on vacations where we're like, I feel the same. There's a beautiful ocean in front of me, but my kid's still yelling at me and I'm still frustrated or whatever. And we've also been on a walk where you're just at home and you don't think anything and you feel amazing, right? So I would propose we really want to feel the way that we want to feel as much or more than we want success. And success we think is a mech or money or power or freedom is a mechanism to get this way we want to feel. Well, the beautiful thing about asking ourselves more powerful questions, it would almost stand to reasons like, well, it'll be harder and I'll like it less, but I'll get my goal. So I'll give up feeling the way I want to feel now to get this goal so I can feel the way I want to feel later. Like that kind of goes with savings, right? I can buy this car now and I'll have the car now, but I won't have the money that I could invest in maybe something that it would appreciate better than a car. The cool thing with these questions is it's a yes and. Like, yes, I'll feel better now asking myself the right questions because it's super empowering and it's moving me closer to my goal. So it's one of those things where I don't know that there's any benefit to asking ourselves bad question. And I don't know if there's any loss to asking ourselves questions like, why won't this work? Why am I so broke? Why am I so dumb? How does this always happen? One distinction I'll make, and I'd love your feedback, Suzanne, because I want to make sure I kind of scratch the itch of all the kind of logical linear folk out there, is there is a difference between how often we ask the questions, how rapidly we ask them in succession, and what the goal is. So if and let's call an employee just quit, and I go, why do employees keep quitting? I think it'd be better to go, what could I do to make employees stay forever? But if I ask, why do employees keep quitting? And I really take the time to think it through and create a solution, I think that might be an okay thing. But we tend to do is, why do employees keep quitting? Is it because he didn't like me? My mother was right. Maybe she knew that I was what. And then we ask 1,000 other questions that don't do anything and get us right off track. Or we'll start combining a bunch of crazy stuff. Why do my employees keep quitting? It's because everybody's lazy. Why is everybody lazy? Why don't I do that? You know, it's because my hiring ad sucks. So it's not because of that. Well, even if I could have more employees, I can't afford them. And then we just start like combining this big rat's nest of ideas that are unpullable. So I guess I still think asking the question, how can I get my employees to stay, or the right employees to come here and stay and be happy, is the best question. But is there space for asking a negative question? If we're going to answer it, feel it. And also sometimes I think it's okay to throw a temper tantrum for 5 minutes or 10 minutes to just go, damn it, everyone sucks and everyone hates me and nothing ever works for me. And I'm totally okay, Suzanne, for you going, nah, I don't know about that. The problem is we'll let it fester for a week. So I'm okay with pulling it out, looking it in the light of day, feeling the feelings that come with it. Like, that really makes me feel crappy or not enough or whatever, whatever. But the key is like, all right, time's up. It's been 5 minutes. Now it's time to like move on and start going. Is that absolutely counter to what you're thinking, Suzanne, or you think that would be helpful?
Absolutely. There are times that little temper tantrum allows you to let off steam. And did anybody feel like, oh my gosh, Mike's in my head, right? We have a lot of clients that are going through that same headspace with all the things that you were just saying. And the truth, the end all truth, is it doesn't really serve us to be saying, like, why are they all leaving? The better question is, how can I make this such a joyous environment? And how can I get my hiring right so that they want to stay? Right? Have the tantrum if you want, but be aware and say, are you done yet?
Right. That's the key, is are we done? Because
are you done yet?
The wrong answer is that low grade, dull ache where we pull it out and we don't ask good questions and we just go, well, I can't get more employees unless I get more customers. I can't get more customers unless I get more employees. And we kind of create an unsolvable problem because of the questions that we ask, right? If I get to ask the questions, I can create a problem that'll never be solved. if I get to ask the questions around the same problem and the same facts, I can create a scenario where I feel very creative and capable of solving. And then because we can't solve it, we put it away. And then we tell ourselves, oh, I'm working on my mindset. I'm going to focus on having a good, you know, we think a good mindset is to put this thing that does need to be dealt with away in the corner and ignore it. And then go, I'm going to think great thoughts and I'll never give up. And my life's going to be amazing. And I'm going to figure it out because I'm strong. Those are all fine things. But if we know that there's a real problem, right? If my wife and I have an issue between us, it's a real issue. And I'm like, I'm just not going to talk about it. I'm just going to whatever. I'm just going to forgive you and forget it. But I don't really walk through that. That's a problem. So I guess the big thing I want to make sure we're not doing is I hear a lot of, and again, that's why I don't like that mindset. Asking good questions wins, works all the time. Every time there's no question. But I think what people hear with good mindset is pretend, put on a happy face and fake it till you make it and pretend like you're happy all the time and that you're never going to give up even when you feel terrible. And I want to make sure people aren't making that, substituting the health, the unhealthy behavior for what they think is healthy.
You cannot put a happy face sticker on an empty gas tank.
Oh, that's a writer down. You can, but your car still will not move, not an inch.
Right.
So you can go, I feel great and I'm confident this car is going to work. And I know that if I just am positive, it'll all work out and you'll either walk or you're going to stay right where that car is at. You ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. I say that all the time. I'm a mindset coach. You can't just sit around thinking positive thoughts without taking the inspired actions because nothing will happen. Okay. So how would you like to cover the right questions? How would you like
you talk and I listen?
How would you like some of the right questions? Right. Okay.
Done and done.
I have to give credit where this is. Where credit is due, this originally came from Vishen Lakhiani. Okay. So Vishen Lakhiani said, he started talking about,
I'm going to give credit where credit's due. I'm just impressed you said the name right. Like I couldn't have even, that's like, God bless him for the thought process you're going to do. I'm impressed with you for saying the name properly. Well done, Suzanne.
Thank you. Okay.
One of her mini skills. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some questions. It's like five or six. I'm going to read them out because I actually read them every day. And perhaps here's a suggestion. You start by reading these questions every day.
You out perhaps, loud or in your mind?
Out loud. Okay. Let's say you read them in your mind. You reach one level. You want it on steroids? Say it out loud. You have two options. If you're in public, you can't read it out loud. Read it to yourself. But if you read it out loud.
Without hearing the questions, I'm going to take a wild guess, Suzanne. You tell me if you agree that adding emotion, whether in my head or out loud, is going to supercharge a supercharge. Like if I read them and feel them and emote, that's going to be the secret sauce that really blows these things up. No?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay. So cool. Let's say some questions. One, why am I able to do so much in so little time?
You know what I love about that? It's such a, it just, so I hate it the opposite way. Like, Suzanne, when did you stop abusing your children? It's such a unfairly packed question. Yeah, look at that face. She's like, what are you talking about? It's such an unfair, and we ask ourselves such insane questions. There's like, that's such a terrible question because it's baked in all this terrible things about Suzanne that couldn't be further from the truth. I love that you're like, well, if we're going to bake crap in, let's just bake crap in that's super effective. Like, because immediately we could go, well, I don't, you know, immediately, obviously, Susan, I don't hurt my children. Are you out of your mind? That was her immediate response. So how do we deal with, I love the baked in. If we're going to assume some crap, let's assume that we get so much out of so little time. What about us scaredy cats that are like, our little monkey mind yells, I don't, that's not me. I don't do that. How do we, again, not just bury something that is out there, but acknowledge it?
Well, the brilliance of the question is we want to answer it first.
Okay.
We're not making a statement.
Before we fight it.
If we make a statement, and I say this a lot, you can say affirmations until the cows come home. But if at the back of your head, your mind is going, yeah, right. You know, when you say, I am wealthy, and your brain is going, yeah, right. Nothing changes. But if you ask,
I think it goes the opposite, because now you're affirming that you're not wealthy. It's not only has nothing changed, you're reinforcing bad behavior.
Okay. So now if we ask it in a question, our mind is like, it's given a command. It has to answer.
So even if I have a fear and my first answer is, I don't get that much. I don't get more time out of that. How do I acknowledge and not just pretend to be like, I'm going to ignore it, and also answer the question and get the value? Because it's such a powerful question. I want to make sure people get value out of it.
Well, even if we start just by reading the question, why am I able to do so much in such little time?
You know, I'm going to steal a Tracy-ism that I'm sure she stole from someone else, maybe even Suzanne. So my apologies if she got it from you. And I've heard it before and I love it. Yeah, I know. But what if you could? So is that fair if I go, but I don't get more out of time than other people? Or that's not the truth. Okay. I understand, Mike, but what if you did? Is that a fair kind of like,
it is. And we also have to say, are you fighting for your limitations? Right? Mm. Like we can suggest to ourselves and to everyone things that you can do. If you really want to fight it, maybe this isn't for you, right? Maybe this question scenario isn't for you.
Well, but look what we did, Suzanne. We didn't do this on purpose. We asked two other questions. Mine was, well, what if I did? That's a much more powerful question. So Mike, you asked the question, you know, why do I get so much more out of time than everybody else? Or why am I so effective with my time? Some version of that. And the question I asked myself is, what if I'm not? And you came up with a question of, why are you fighting for your limitations? Much more powerful question, right? And my question was, okay, what if I was? So I love that we're fighting fire with fire. The question I asked was, what if a negative question comes up out of this positive question? And our responses differently were, well, then ask another positive question. I love that. Okay. So I love it. Do you have comments or thoughts on this one before we move on to the next one? Because I love that. This one I'm in love with.
Nope. Let's go on to some more.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.